All right. Well, it's been a long, fun day. Great time at the nursing home. It was good. Exciting time. More people. Huh. I don't know. There's probably 20 or 25. And yeah. That was good. And they were into it too. They were. Yeah. Yeah, I talked to her. She was like, I told her, I saw her singing. And yeah, she was really grateful that we could go over there. So, good deal, good deal. We'll wrap up the day with a little bit from Psalms this evening. Psalm 23, probably the most iconic psalm in all of the Psalms. It comes with a couple of things that are understood. What I mean is, sometimes you hear this psalm read maybe at a funeral or something like that, but the psalm understands and comes from the perspective that this is one of the Lord's flock. This is a sheep in the Lord's flock that follows the shepherd. And so these are all the benefits of the shepherd being the leader of he talks about the Lord being the shepherd, obviously. So that's the idea. And so these are the benefits of the Lord's leadership. And so that's the assumption, is the Lord is leading this person. And this is David doing the speaking here. This is one of the more refreshing psalms. It is, you don't get it all the doom and gloom necessarily in this one. You just get just the blessings of the Lord's leadership. And so David is the voice of one of the Lord's sheep, one of his flock. And so we'll just take all of these as they go. There's several blessings laid out here. And that's essentially the psalm, is all of these blessings. And there's, I don't know, six or seven of them in here. And so Psalm 23 is where we are. I'll read the psalm. We'll pray, and we will go over these blessings. They're really good. So the psalm says this: the Lord is my shepherd. Personal. Notice that. It's personal. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, and thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Great, great psalm. And I can just imagine David on the run, having some answers to prayer, and writing this because he's been refreshed, he has been protected, he's been taken care of, and he's just reflecting on the Lord's good leadership in his life. And so let's pray, and we'll deal with these blessings of the leadership of the Lord as we read through them and cover them in the psalm. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for each soul that's here this evening and for a good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to minister over at the nursing home. And thank you again for all the guys coming and continuing to come, and for Ryan encouraging them to be here on these Sundays. And we pray tomorrow goes well as we prepare to feed them. And Lord, I pray that the relationship there would continue to grow and we could be good examples and point them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that you continue to provide a good relationship with the college and the students there. Just it's been a good open door so far. I pray you'd help us tonight as we go over this psalm. And I pray that you'd guide us through it, help us understand, help us apply, help us be encouraged by it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. I will say any one of these things I feel like could be made into a bigger sermon. But we're going to go through the whole psalm and just deal with each of these blessings in this psalm. And so a couple things to note right off the bat. This is personal to David. This is, and I love what Ben did the other night about who is Jesus Christ? What is Jesus Christ to you? And that's a personal question. And it's in David's life, the Lord's leadership is actually very personal to him. It isn't just something he says or, you know, just things happen in his life and he just says, I'm glad God guided me here or something. David has a real close relationship to the Lord where he seeks advice and he seeks protection and he seeks help. And he knows he's been moved into a certain position in the nation of Israel. And so he has this real relationship with the Lord. And so when he says, the Lord is my shepherd, that's very personal to him. He has actually been led by the Lord in his life. And so it reminds me of a few verses in the New Testament. Obviously, the Lord Jesus Christ, 1,000 years after David, will write these words. The Lord Jesus Christ will appear on the scene in Israel and say, I am the good shepherd. I am the one. I'm the one who leads you. And then Paul would say things like, you know, the sons of God, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. And so this is God's flock. David is talking as one of God's sheep. And so this is how we understand. These are benefits of the Lord's leadership. It's not just an idea of his leadership. These are actual benefits in David's life that he's experienced. So he notices that in the Lord's leadership, the Lord kind of, he controls like a shepherd does. He controls the feeding of the sheep. So he puts them out in pastures where he wants them to be. He puts them to graze where he wants them to graze. And so in that way, he kind of controls the appetites of the sheep. And one of the first thing David says out of the gate on this is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Like I don't have any real need for anything else. I don't have any particular cares about, you know, are we in a wrong place or are we doing, you know, are we going to get what we need? Is this going to satisfy us? Kind of like if you remember the Israelites in the wilderness, one of their complaints, you know, was where's the food? Where's the water? And granted, legitimate complaints, but there was not any trust in the Lord who would just redeem them out of Egypt. And so they still didn't seem to trust the Lord. David says, look, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I don't have any thing in my life that is of such, it draws me so, it's so compelling in my life that it draws me into these other places. I got the Lord and he provides the leadership. And I just follow him, and what the things that I need and the things that I desire, I find in him. Because he leads me to the right pastures, he leads me to the water that I need. He provides all of these things as a good shepherd does. And so the Lord's leadership, David says, I shall not want. Verse 2, a couple more cross-references, just if you want to make note of them. It reminds me of what Paul says in Colossians, where he says that in Jesus Christ, you are complete in Jesus Christ. You have everything. There's not anything missing in Jesus Christ. He provides everything you need. In verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So this is I always find it fascinating that in the animal world, particularly the cattle world, that the same place that the cattle lay down, that's also their table of food. It's all the same thing. They just lay down in their food. And so David is like this sheep. He just lays down. He's made to lay down in these green pastures. The pastures are provision. He's in the right place. But I do notice that it talks about the Lord makes me to do this. And sometimes that's necessary to be made to stop and to eat and to stop and to feed and to stop and to rest. And so the Lord provides that leadership. He makes David stop. He makes David lay down and gives him a place to eat and gives him a place to rest and gives him a place to just be refreshed. He says in verse 2 also that he leadeth me beside the still waters. This is a great poetic way of saying all of these things, but still waters as opposed to roaring rapids, you know, it's like he leads me to a place where I can drink from and a place that it's easy to drink from. I don't have to fight the current. I just get to the water and I just drink. And that's the idea of the still waters. He leads me beside the still waters. And so this is all of these really, they have to do with David's appetites and not just like, it's not like necessarily his carnal appetites, but his spiritual appetites, the things that he needs, because David is not literally a sheep. He's not a physical sheep. He is figuratively and spiritually speaking one of God's flock, though. So he makes me to lie down in green pastures, David says. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. And again, I can just imagine David on the run, and now he's found out things have changed. He may not be on the run anymore. He's able to rest. He's able to get some quietness. He's able to not have to think about danger for a while. And that's a refreshing thing, where you don't have to be suspicious of everything, where you can just rest and enjoy life, and you can just enjoy what's going on. And so David has come to that point under the Lord's direction. He's come to that point. So this is all good. It's all really, really good. And he again likens himself to this sheep, and as sheep graze over grass and eat in the field, this is like the child of God who hungers after righteousness and thirsts after righteousness. Just like Jesus Christ would say, you know, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. It's exactly what David's saying here. And so he says, the Lord leads me beside the still waters. He satisfied the thirst by gentle, calm waters. The Lord knows where the waters are. And so this is, it's just a great, the whole thing is just a great picture and description of the Lord's leadership. He says, he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So verse 3, his leadership allows the flock to rest. Because you have a good shepherd, there's rest that can be enjoyed. And with the Lord as your shepherd, if you follow the Lord, he's going to lead you to places where there is actual rest. And like I said, in David's life, his life was constantly in danger. And I can just only imagine if he could find a period of time where he didn't have to think about or be concerned with danger or, you know, who's after me and things like that. It was just such a refreshing time to think about that and to enjoy those moments. So he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So this is the direction the Lord takes, paths of righteousness. This is the way the Lord leads. He restores the soul. He fixes the broken parts. He puts you in a place where the mind can be at rest. He puts you in places where the heart can be at rest. He comforts the soul that's vexed by the world. All of these things are true in David's life. And so if you just for a moment, you stop it and think, David says these things about the Lord. He doesn't know the Lord's name, but Jesus Christ would 1,000 years later say, I am that way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the one that does these things. I provided this leadership. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So the leadership of the Lord provides confidence in the face of mortal enemies. I mean, just the face of death. He provides the leadership through that. How much can we say about that? Wow. It makes me think a couple of things. You know, I will say I had a misconception about this for a long time. And I thought the rod and the staff, I had heard, you know, this is how the shepherd corrects the sheep. You know, he whips them into shape and everything. But that's not what the rod and the staff are. The rod and the staff, it's like having a security guard or having a gun on your holster, on your waist. It is protection. And so the Lord provides this protection. And so even though he walks through this valley of the shadow where death just looms over, there's no reason to fear. There's no reason to be concerned or be anxious about those things, because he says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They're able to fight off the enemies. They're able to fight off the wolves. They're able to fight off the coyotes. They're able to fight off the enemies that would want to destroy your soul and destroy your life and things like that. So David says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So his leadership, the Lord's leadership, provides confidence in the face of these mortal enemies, and then even death itself. It is one thing, and all of you guys know this, you understand this, and you've probably seen this 100 times. You know, it's over and over, where someone who dies in the Lord, there's generally relief. There's generally confidence, and I know where I'm going. I know what's happening, and as much as you don't want to have this happen, there's confidence in it. You're not as worried about it. Whereas folks who die without the Lord, there's concern, there's worry. What happens? Where am I going after this? What's going on? So David says he can face down death and with the Lord's leadership, he has confidence through all of that. He's not concerned with his enemies anymore. He doesn't have to worry about them, because he has a shepherd who's taken care of the enemies. And boy, that's certainly true in Jesus Christ taking care of death, and just incredible application there. And like I said, all of these things, I feel like you could just take each and every one of these and make their own little sermon out of them. But what an application to the Lord Jesus Christ destroying death, and the Lord Jesus Christ overcoming death and removing that as an enemy that no one could conquer until Jesus Christ. So he says in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Verse 5 is leadership. The Lord's leadership provides the care and the satisfaction that the sheep need. And interestingly enough, he says he prepares a table in the presence of his enemies. It's like, you know, he's surrounded, but he's not concerned. David is able to enjoy. He's able to eat. He's able to enjoy the things of life that he needs to enjoy, and not be concerned about things that would overwhelm other people. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And David seemed to always be in the presence of his enemies. It didn't matter where he was. But the Lord took care of him. The Lord provided for him. The Lord made a way. He says, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That is just a really good attitude. It's just a really good attitude there. My cup runneth over. That's the right spirit. But it's in David's life, it's true. It's not like he's just saying these things. They're literally true in his life. He is anointed king for sure. And the Lord has just overflown him with blessings and care and protection and goodness, which he'll say at the very end here in verse 6, where he says, surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So the leadership of the Lord means goodness and mercy are constant companions. They are with David everywhere he goes. They inspire David. They help David. They motivate David. They care for David, this goodness and this mercy that God provides. And he says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David's friendships have become goodness and mercy. These are his companions. And being a member of God's flock means being a member of God's household. So this is what David, and it's no wonder this psalm is so iconic and so memorable. It's not the way David usually writes psalms. You know, he usually writes music, and there's just a lot of bad stuff at the beginning. A lot of what seems to be hopeless situations, and then David prays, and then he sort of gets an answer, and thanks God for it in the end. This is just about, it's just about the leadership of the Lord. That's all it is. And it's all these benefits and blessings that David has observed in his own life by following the Lord. And that's the thing that has to be one of the things that has to be understood about this. The Lord is a shepherd, but the question then really is he your shepherd? Is he your shepherd? That's the way that David starts this thing out. The Lord is my shepherd, but that doesn't mean he's everybody's shepherd. But if he is your shepherd, these are the blessings that come with that. These are the blessings that David has experienced in his own life. He's experienced that the Lord has controlled his nourishment and his food and the appetites of the sheep and in the flock. He's experienced the provision of safety and, again, nourishment of the flock. He's experienced rest and refreshing because of the Lord's leadership. He's experienced rest in his mind and in his heart and all of these anxious thoughts that seem to just ruin people's lives sometimes. It's not that he doesn't have those thoughts. It's just that he has victory over those thoughts. He's not consumed by the thoughts. He's not consumed by the anxiety. He's not consumed by the concern and the worry. The Lord is a shepherd, and so the Lord leads him through these things and gives him some hope and some perspective on these things. And he's experienced that. He's experienced the leadership of the Lord that gives confidence, like verse 4. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. David's experienced that a lot of times. I mean, just over and over in his life. You read so many times in 1 and 2 Samuel how many times David is hunted down and how many times he escapes, how many times the Lord deals with the enemies of David because David prays, because David follows the Lord's direction. And the Lord truly is his shepherd. And the leadership of the Lord has provided care and the sanctification he needs in his life. He's sanctified and he's set apart even within his own nation because of his heart's connection to the Lord and his following of the Lord. He's a man after God's own heart. It means he follows the Lord, you know, after God's own heart. It's like the Lord's heart. And then the Lord's leadership meant goodness and mercy. are David's constant companions in life, and David is able to enjoy the privileges of being in the house of God. And so this was in the member of the household of God. And so all of these things, it's no wonder this is all positive stuff. It's all good stuff. And like I said, this is not the typical way David usually writes this music or these prayers down. It's not the problem from the prayer, then the praise type organization structure. It's just all of the benefits provided by the Lord when someone follows the Lord. And it's good. Six, seven, eight of these benefits that David writes down. Incredible, just incredible blessings here. So we'll end it with that. I hope it's helpful. Psalm 23, I feel like there's so much you could say about this psalm, but I just want to encourage you with it. Follow the Lord. These are the benefits of following the Lord. David experienced them, and anyone who follows the Lord will experience these same blessings and benefits if you make the Lord your shepherd. So let's pray, and we'll get out of here. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for these words. Thank you for each soul that's here this evening, and I pray that you would, if folks are folks don't have heat, Lord, I pray that maybe we could be a help to folks that maybe need blankets or heaters or whatever. You would just put us in paths of people that may have some need. I do thank you for the opportunity tomorrow to feed the kids. I know they're not going to, their lunch cards aren't going to start till school officially starts. So they've kind of been on their own for a while. So I pray that, that relationship with the students there and colleges continue to be good and an open door. And then also, or if anybody's, I don't know if they still don't need to prepare their houses for this freeze. Hopefully people have got that all done. But or if not, then if there's anything that we can do for anybody, Lord, I pray that you would guide us to that, and we could be a help to whoever needs the help. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed.